DePere.
Hi, is David there?
He's not in the office. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with Cardiff. I called the other day. Might have spoke with you. Is he going to be, you know, back in the office later on today or this week?
I don't know, but I did give him your message, sir. I think you were calling about a line of credit or something like that. What company are you with?
Yeah, I'm with Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
We do equipment finance and working capital.
Right. Well, I mean, I gave him your message, and if he would something he would be interested in, I'm sure he'll call you. As far as his schedule, I don't think he's gonna be in until next week. But you know, he's the owner. He doesn't tell me exactly when he's coming.
Right.
And for the most part, he only comes upon appointments, or if he needs to come. If not, he won't. You know, he won't come. Because you know, again, he's the owner, and office works well without him. So only if, you know, it's something urgent or he has an appointment with a customer that they want to. But other than that, you know, so it's kind of hard to catch him. That's why the best way is to give him your messages and have him call you. I can't tell you he'll be here Monday at 12, you know?
Right. No, I understand that. I know. It must be nice, huh? Having to come in all the time.
Right. But he golfs most of the time, golfing or trips or whatever.
Nice. One day, right? One day. I'll go ahead and I'll shoot him, you know, that email and then try to get in touch with him eventually. But have you heard of any projects for expansion or anything like that?
No, but I did give him your message and everything and what it entails, and you know, I don't know if he's seen it or not, or if it's something he's interested, but you know, the message and the information was sent to him.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and I'll send him that note. Thank you.
No problem. Goodbye.
Bye.